My love, let's find your G-spot. I've had a few requests from girlfriends and some guy friends because they know how much I connect with my own G-spot, that maybe it would be helpful for anyone to know about the glory, the fucking magic of the Graffenberger spot. So the first thing you need to know is that most of the time, your G-spot's located exactly where most people's second and third middle fingers will reach. So that's convenient. The other thing you need to know is it might feel weird. It might feel like you're gonna pee, but you just gotta go through that feeling to the other side, which is fucking amazing. And if you're in need of evidence, feel free to check out any of my wet, squirting, hot as fuck audios, which amply demonstrate the power. So this is gonna be just me, my fingers, my voice, and hopefully you following along. If you don't personally possess a G-spot, that's fine. These instructions also apply to you, and maybe to your future satisfaction of your lovers. So first things first, get comfortable. Lay back. I find it easiest if I'm on my back. You can hear me laying back right now. I'm gonna get comfortable with having some familiarity with your own pussy. I'm assuming that if you're listening to this, you're pretty good with navigating clit, nipples, other turn-ons. So right now I'm just slowly gonna stroke myself on the outside. Two fingers on my clit, kind of on the outside, rubbing it in circles, and push my hips up and down, and just relax, enjoy, notice the feelings that come up, notice that build, the anticipation, what you're waiting for. And the true story is that I don't come that often using only my clit. I know that some women, clit possessors, that's their main jam, but for me, once I discovered my own G-spot, it was like a game changer in terms of multiple extended, wet, hot, full body, transcendental orgasm. And I don't want to build it up and make it the unicorn that's unachievable. I think everybody can get there. But also not, you know, it could just feel good. It could just be a fun place to explore. So no pressure. You don't have to be some fucking Yellowstone geyser. And as I play with my G-spot, I notice that I'm getting wetter. As I play with my clit, I notice that I'm getting wetter. That my pussy is starting to crave that feeling. and I often use a toy, but it's satisfying in a different way to use my own hand. So I just slide my fingers down and grab some of that wetness, pull it around myself. So I'm all slippery. And I'm gonna grab some lube, but you know, spit works. Also, that might be a kink for you. So do that, if that's what you want. As I move this lube around, I notice that my knees just want to drop down and my pussy just wants to push up. And whenever you're ready, you just slide one finger, maybe two, whatever feels best for you. Fuck, maybe it's three. And I think the main trick, if there's a trick, is to just like go through the feelings and stay with that intensity. So if I curve these two fingers right towards myself, I can feel there's a little extra spot there, and it's getting a little tricky to maintain coherent language and fuck myself this way. So forgive me if I get a little rambly or moany or whatever. It's not, for me, it's not lots of in and out. It's like, keep those fingers or that toy or the cock or whatever right there and apply some pressure. For me, it's like a pretty firm stroke inside. It's about right where my fingers are, like the tips of my fingers, the pads of my two middle fingers reach it perfectly. And it almost starts to feel like there's an extra part, which is true. There's like a different nerve bundle or something there, and it starts to get kind of hard, or there's a different sensation there. The actual flesh feels different, and that's how, one of the ways that you'll know that's it. It feels rougher. It feels stronger. And for me, the muscles in my pussy start to clench a little bit involuntarily. And just keep that stroke going, babe. And you probably will feel this pressure, this, like, a little bit of this urgency. It's a similar feeling to when you really have to pee, but I don't know. I think the jury's still out. What is female ejaculatory fluid? Whatever. I'm not even that concerned. And to be honest, like, good feelings are worth whatever slight weirdness or internal narrative you might have about that. I'm just continually pushing hard on this spot, and it does start to lube up differently. There's a sensation of fullness, and there's a extra level of wetness that comes like quickly. And it's just so all encompassing, like I just want more and more. I just there's a part of like no return, and you just kind of have to commit to the pleasure, commit to the wetness and the mess and the gorgeous fucking feelings that fill your whole body. Oh, fuck. Oh. There's some amazing instructional books and videos. The queen of early DIY hot. And this is Annie Sprinkle, and she's a fucking goddess. She can squirt across a room. It's amazing. You might feel your pussy walls and muscles contract around your fingers. That's a good sign. Just stay there. Stay with that feeling. And stay with the tightness and the pressure and the heat. The wetness. Oh, fuck. Oh. And I know when I've fucked women, it's the same as when I fuck myself. There's almost a feeling of being trapped. Like, it's so fucking tight around my hand, around my fists, around my fingers. And imagine if you're a person with a cock, it's a similar experience. Oh, fuck. Oh. Now I'm gonna squirt. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Oh. It sounds like this. Fuck. Just stay with it, baby. Stay with that feeling. Let it come out. Let it ride you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. For me, that was really good. For me, it becomes deeper. Like a clitoral orgasm is way higher up. It's way more feelings, but this is like, oh, fuck me feelings, you know? Often my thigh muscles are shaking, and if it goes on for a while, it turns into a whole body shake. And it kind of tastes different. If you're into licking your own juices off yourself, you might want to check that out. And the thing is, in my experience, if it's the real deal, it can go on and fucking on to like a really almost out of body feeling. The point is not to dissociate, but the point is to transcend that need to control it almost, to just give over to the pleasure, to let those feelings take over. And you're always able to say stop and, you know, slow down. Sometimes it can get too intense. Just staying there with the breath. Deep pleasure. So I hope this has been useful or interesting or maybe even effective. And I look forward to hearing what happened. Maybe this is new for you. Maybe this is something you've been wondering about, something you've been wanting to explore. I think if there's any advice, it's just there's a lot of stories about female pleasure and how it's supposed to look or sound or feel. And just speaking from my experience, like, this has been a real game changer. Okay, babe. Take care of yourself. Nobody else can do it for you.